Good afternoon, fellow Patriots, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by Covenant Church Spokane and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. It's about our hope not being in a man, but in Jesus Christ. It's about not ending in prayer, but also moving to action. And it is also about Isaiah 61, the gospel of the kingdom. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And that's what it's all about. He may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins, they will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities. The desolation of many generations. You know, I've been thinking over the last couple months about some of these people, Republicans actually, people that I know, claim to be constitutionalists, and typically vote that way, who voted to certify the fraud. And I came across a quote today from Mercy Warren, wrote this in 1805. It is necessary for every American with becoming energy to endeavor to stop the dissemination of principles evidently destructive of the cause for which they have bled. It must be the combined virtue of the rulers and of the people to do this, and to rescue and save their civil and religious rights from the outstretched arm of tyranny, which may appear under any mode or form of government. This is what I've been talking about a little bit on the show before. There was this idea that they had to certify the election, even though they knew there was evidence of fraud, and some of them had been briefed on it. Some of them had actually seen the evidence of where the money had come from, the shell corporations that were used, how it really pointed toward Chinese influence. And so when you put this all together, what you find is that they had the information that wickedness was afoot, that the outstretched arm of tyranny was reaching to try to destroy the republic. And they had the opportunity to stop it. In fact, that's why the check was in the system, for them to say, no, we're not going to certify this election. We have a duty to stop it. The excuse that I heard was, we don't bow to populism or some garbage like that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking, you bowed to wickedness. That's exactly what you did. You bowed to wickedness. You bowed to the outstretched arm of tyranny. You bowed to the arm that was trying to ruin our civil and religious rights by eviscerating our election system. That's what you did. Many times people will make great sounding excuses for not doing the right thing. And these guys I held in high esteem. And yet, when the chips were down, they didn't do the right thing. There's an article that was just put up by Newsmax here recently. We're going to go to the international front and your daily intelligence briefing now. And just a second, let me back up for a second. It is always the right time to do the right thing. And that is now. Always the right time. Now, On the international front, on your daily intelligence briefing, 15 February is when this article was put out by Newsmax. 2010, the Department of Defense found thousands of its computer servers sending military network data back to China, the result of a code hidden in chips that handled the machine's startup processes. 2014, Intel Corp discovered an elite Chinese hacking group had breached its network through a single server that downloaded malware from a supplier's update site. 2015, the FBI warned multiple companies that Chinese operatives had concealed an extra chip loaded with backdoor code in one manufacturer's servers. Time and time again, the Chinese have done this. And now it's ramping up. 2018, two security companies were briefed by the FBI's counterintelligence division investigating this discovery of adding malicious chips on Supermicro's motherboards. This is interesting. 2018, the Army and the Air Force bought $2.2 million worth of Lenovo products. Purchases the Pentagon's Inspector General criticized in a 2019 report, citing known cybersecurity risks as a result of them coming from China. Warning after warning after warning after warning. And what does the pretender do right after his installation? He takes away protections for our power grid. Which brings me to the next thing on the international front. On last Sunday, General Mihai Pachepa died at age 92. One of the great anti-communist heroes of our time. He was the top-ranking intelligence official in Romania under Ceausescu before he was toppled. And in 1978, he defected to the United States of America. Here is what he said. This is incredible. This was during an interview. This is coming to us from WorldNet Daily. During an interview by David Kapulian, he was asked the following. Did you believe in God during those years you were working for the atheist Soviet bloc intelligence and disinformation apparatus? When did faith become an important part of your life? Here was General Pachepa's response. And by the way, this guy warned us what the communists were going to do in America. He warned us again and again and again. And if the top defector to the United States from the Soviet bloc says something that this is going to happen, we should probably listen to it. But today, there are Republicans, rhino Republicans in Olympia, who refused to listen to the message when they were briefed on it. It's unbelievable. All right. Here is what his response was to the question about when did faith become important? Did he believe in God during those years he worked for the atheist Soviet bloc intelligence and disinformation apparatus? Here's his response. On that memorable day of July 28th, 1978, when I became a free man, I fell to my knees and I prayed out loud for the first time in more than a quarter of a century. It took me a while. It was not easy to find the right words to express my great joy and thanks to the good Lord. In the end, all that I asked for was forgiveness for my past, freedom for my daughter, and strength for my new life. It was my deep down belief in God inherited from my mother that had kept my dream of freedom alive for all those 27 years. I was a communist spy. General Pachepa, rest in peace. You are a true hero. And we know that you are in heaven with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you don't know who General Mihai Pachepa is, two books, Red Horizons, which became Ronald Reagan's, quote, Bible to deal with dictators, end quote, and also his book Disinformation, which detailed and outlined how the communists were trying to destroy America. All right, moving to the Middle East. Israel, airstrikes keep up pressure on Iranian targets near Damascus. So airstrikes are continuing there, and it looks like a crisis indeed is being fomented in the Middle East, particularly with Iran. A rocket attack in Iraq, it was a rocket attack in Iraq, killed a contractor, injured four Americans. Iran and Russia have now launched a joint naval exercise in the Indian Ocean. All of this coming to us from Debka File. They're striking out right now because they know the pretender is weak. Unreal. What's also interesting is that many have warned about this. And we're going to be talking with Jack Decker later on the show. Many of you listened in to an episode we did here about a month ago. Jack is going to be back to talk about what is actually happening and where we're headed here in the world. Wow. All right. Couple of things. This actually ties back. So we're going to go to the international front. Still, Bill Gates says Westerners must switch to eating 100% synthetic beef. You heard that correctly. While he buys up record amounts of farmland and monopolizes global food production. This coming to us from InfoWars. You think? This guy's just straight out evil right now. He is intentionally creating problems. And I'm gonna mention this as well. Many people said there would never be food lines in America, and I wanna stop there for a second. We have great ranchers here in just Washington State, in Montana, North Idaho, in Oregon, the whole readout. We have great ranchers. And if they can't export their beef, they have buyers here because we got guys like Bill Gates who want to have us eat synthetic beef, like grown out of a Petri dish. It's disgusting. But here is the corollary to this. So this coming to us from Alerts USA, there's a couple of things that I want to talk about. Number one, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas has instituted, it looks like, rotating outages for high demand because of the extreme temperatures. The Southwest Power Pool has declared an energy emergency and will implement rolling blackouts across 17 central and western states. I then, just before the show today, got a message that I want to share with all of you because InfoWars also has an article about this. These things tie together. In Austin, Texas, they have pictures and footage, live footage, of long lines of desperate Texans queuing up to enter grocery stores. As extreme cold weather has stretched into the third day, many of those people are without power. But this is key. The trucks stopped rolling in parts of Texas, and because we're on a just-in-time logistics system, the store shelves started going bare. And in fact, I want to read this report. I got this from a national-level source earlier today. I want to read this. I'm going to pull this up here so that we are on the same sheet of music. Okay, here's the quote that I got. Another day or two and there will start to be food riots in the Midwest and South between the power outages and ice. I don't think trucks are moving. I'm seeing both just-in-time based shortages and panic buying and a lot of pictures of completely bare stores. Not shelves, stores. And then there's an accompanying picture with that that shows one of the frozen food aisles particularly totally gutted. And this dovetails with what we're seeing from InfoWars about these long lines. Folks, we are on a just-in-time logistics system. Understand that. That's why you store up food. Because if the power goes out, trucks can't roll, whatever it is for any length of time around 72 plus hours, what happens is the food goes away. People start panic buying, or the food just doesn't get processed and brought to market. In addition to this, coming to us from Liberty Sentinel, windmills fail in Texas amid freezing temps. So you have these ridiculous windmills. Anybody that advocates for so-called green energy is literally setting up our grid for failure. In fact, they predicted that by 2030, we would be at grid instability by their own objective measures. That was in testimony. It's incredible. They admit this stuff. And so Texas, so when it's cold like this, the wind stops blowing, but the demand for energy goes through the roof. And so at exactly the moment you need more power, you don't have it with these green systems. There's clouds. The solar is not producing as effectively. You have wind not producing at all. This is exactly the problem with this so-called green energy. It sets up grid instability, whereas hydroelectric dams, natural gas power plants are very consistent. And let's face it, after everybody's been home here the last year, is there really a carbon footprint to even be worried about? All right. Want to shift next to Governor Cuomo in New York. Right now, there's an emerging scandal because of the nursing home death rate. And also in Washington, there is an investigation to Governor Inslee. And did he actually send COVID-infected patients to nursing homes? And what was his role, and what was the nursing home death rate here in Washington State? So that last one coming to us from the New American regarding Cuomo. We're going to keep our eye on this as this continues to develop, but it really clearly looks like some of this was, if not incompetent, some of it was intentional. Okay. Then you have this, coming to us from WorldNet Daily. Police send late-night Gestapo to intimidate mom for Facebook remark. This is posted on the 16th. South Florida woman posted a video of a late-night visit to her home by Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office warning her about a Facebook comment. Well, what was the Facebook comment, right? And you can hear this whole exchange. You can actually watch it. WorldNet Daily has it up there. So, was there anything done criminally? And here is what they said. I'm not committing a crime. And then they try to argue with her. Yes, she was, because she was challenging government on Facebook. So we can't have free speech anymore? Then this, like we've been talking about, this is where they're headed. They want to silence anybody who is coming against them. And I mean, we've talked about this with Technocracy News and these kind of things, and I want to go next to that. Because there is a very clear web behind these sensors that is getting this to local law enforcement. And I got to tell you something. Local law enforcement shouldn't fall for this garbage. People are exercising the right of free speech, which means they can call out Monsanto for GMOs. They can call out Pfizer for vaccines. They can call out government for wasting money. They can call out government for their handling of the nursing home situation. They can call out government for what they're doing in aiding and abetting China, because that's what the American way is. And as soon as we see them doing this, cracking down on free speech, we know they're wrong. Immediately, they're wrong. From Technocracy News, finally some clarity to the network of censors around the world to control what gets censored and what does not. The network is relatively small in number, but well-funded and able to leverage themselves many times over through more traditional media. This network is 100% intentional. Everything, again, from Monsanto to the Great Reset, you start talking against this stuff. Big Pharma, etc., the censors are watching. And just because we believe in free speech, we're going to talk about this article coming to us from LifeSite News. Going back quickly to the international front, 240 people in Britain died shortly after receiving the COVID shot. But the British are saying, no, 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 it had nothing to do with it. Well, doesn't it warrant at least investigation? You would think. Coming to the regional front, Antifa, Andy Ngo has posted this on his Twitter page. Antifa posted in a secret group the following. I want to read this to you. I think it's important to understand. Cause chaos, destroy. Keep it quiet, keep it secret. They're calling for chaos and destruction and violence on March 6th. Now, if they, this is what their little flyer says. Chaos, cause chaos, destruction. We must act now, March 6th. So let me ask a question. This was a patriot saying create chaos, destroy, keep it quiet, keep it serious, keep it secret. You would think it would be investigated. Well, sure, it would be investigated if it was a patriot, but Antifa does it and they seem to get a pass. Well, that's interesting. What's also interesting about this is this is part of an intentional plan where you have coordinated violent and nonviolent action. And so they use this increased violence in the streets to leverage what they try to claim is change. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is part of an intentional plan. Part of an intentional plan. The censorship, this, allowing the Chinese to infect either through hardware, firmware, or software some of our critical infrastructures, systems, computer systems in America. Giving Antifa a pass so violence ratchets up is all part of the same thing. This, quite literally, this is the first wave. It's called the Red Terror when they start going after leaders. Could be business leaders, pastors, elected officials, anybody that they believe is going to be a problem, they begin to silence. I mean, that's what we're seeing with deplatforming on these other things. People have been asking me, what is the most solid platform right now? Well, I could tell you it is no longer Parler. Very disappointed in their leadership decisions. We don't need more rhinos in charge of anything. It is not... look at MeWe is a good tool, and I'm using MeWe right now. But MeWe has an investor that is one of the bad guys. MeWe has people that are on their board that are not for protecting, but it's a good tool for now. Let me tell you the two that I think Let me tell you the two I think. The two that I think are we speak and Gab. Gab is the best, most rock-solid platform out there. It is owned by a Christian who is kingdom-minded. And they went through deplatforming about a year ago. So now they're able to just weather this storm, no problem. WeSpeak is a little more local, but it's good too. So, yes, some people still use Facebook. Some people still use Parler even. Some people still use MeWe. That's great. But understand you need a backup to that because these are not tools for free speech much longer. Okay. The last thing that I want to mention today, which I think is extremely prescient for what we're talking about today in our time. If you don't get good news, you're going to be led astray. So go to WorldNet Daily, go to the Epoch Times. Those are pretty good news sources right now. Newsmax, I did quote them earlier, but they are sliding very quickly. And they have people, again, rhinos on their staff that are undermining them already. But the Epoch Times, very good. WorldNet Daily, very good. Technocracy News, very good. Liberty Sentinel, very good. The New American, excellent. So go to those sites, get your news from trusted sources, and stop watching the fake news media. People still get the paper. They still get the newspaper. Stop doing that unless it's a good newspaper. People are watching the local news. Stop watching it, even for the weather. You can get that online. These people are intentionally trying to deceive the American people. They're trying to divide the American people. Look what they did to President Trump. Stop allowing yourself to be deceived and become the media yourself. When you have a good news source, start putting it on these alternative social media platforms so that people around you can be informed. Also, secure your communications. I recommend Wire, W-I-R-E. Also recommend Sessions. Now, Signal is okay, but the problem is it tracks via phone number, so it can do what's called relationship mapping. And you want to understand that that is not good. That is almost as bad as them being able to read what you're saying or see what you're saying. And don't listen to rhinos anymore. Marco Rubio is a rhino, okay? Readout News has a fantastic article. This is the last thing on the regional front. Fantastic article about Marco Rubio wants to confiscate guns without due process, okay? He calls it the Terror Intelligence Improvement Act, but it's a red flag law, okay? And these guys, they're just part of the problem. So don't pay attention to that. Go check out Readout News. They got a whole bunch of great articles up today. And that is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. And we are on Podbean. We replay this at 9 o'clock at night on the whole ACN network, 106.5 FM, 1050 AM. And we're on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, and across a whole bunch of social media platforms right now. So find us where we are at. And that should keep you at least partially in the loop. All right, it is my great pleasure to introduce once again Jack Decker. He's an intelligence expert, longtime person in the intelligence community, and really appreciate you being back here on Patriot Radio. And wow, were your predictions accurate? My goodness.
Glad that you have me on, and I have never been more upset to be correct in my entire life.
I was reading the Transition Integrity Report again, that Transition Integrity Project report again, and it was like it was the headlines in the news. The Joint Chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they They leaked this stuff. I mean, it was just like it was a script. So if you could bring the listeners a little bit up to speed on where we are right now and then also where you think we're going here in the next few months.
Where we are right now is in, for lack of a better term, a phase of leftist accelerationism. In my mind, they honestly believe that they have the mandate to do the things that they're doing. You've seen some of the bills that they've proposed, specifically, I believe it's H.R. 127, which is essentially a nationwide gun registration scheme and gun ban. You see anybody who has any political leaning slightly to the right of Chairman Mao being labeled as a right-wing insurrectionist. The moves that they're making have been basically laid down years ago. That was the basis for some of the wargaming scenarios that we had talked about on the earlier episode, where it's been predicted. And the reason it's been predicted is because of the individuals who were there, who got together, sat down, and said, hey, we would do this in this situation. And that's where my initial guest spot when I went over. But what we're seeing right now is massive, massive accelerationism. Some of these things realistically shouldn't have happened until 2022 that we're seeing going on now. Though the one thing that I am fairly disappointed in was the Capitol Hill riot, and I'll call it a riot. Everybody seems to, on the media and the politicians, seem to be calling it an insurrection, and it's, kind of funny the side with 400 million guns decides to stage an insurrection, and nobody thought to bring one. But,
right.
What they did on the 6th, and I honestly cannot comment as to whether it was, legitimately the MAGA crowd, whether it was a false flag, whether it was leftist agitators that got in there. And one of the things you learn about crowd control is crowds turn into mobs exceptionally easy. So I can't speak to who actually participated, but what they've done is they have handed the Democrats, the left, the progressives, they just flat out handed them their Reichstag fire moment. We all know how that story turned out. So what we're seeing right now, Tom Brady needs to atone for his support of former President Trump, that, Republicans have to atone for their support of the man. This is the what we're seeing right now is a Kristallnacht, where we are being vilified, we are being ostracized, we are being, for lack of a better term, othered. We are being seen not as fellow citizens, not as supporters of the candidate, but as enemy, according to them. And realistically, they thought that way since time immemorial. They just now have the cojones to come out and say it openly.
Well, I think that is exactly right. I mean, this demonization process is obviously ramping up. So in the war game scenarios that you talked about, you mentioned that there would be something beginning to happen in the Middle East and some other things that might occur during this time. If you could go through where does this demonization keep going immediately? And then how long do we have before they try to do something very dramatic? I mean, I it's hard to even say that after the whole COVID shamdemic, but where does this go in the next 2-3 months?
The next 2 or 3 months, you're going to see reinforcement of the insurrectionist narrative. There was a congressman, and I wish I could remember who it was, who would come out and say, the riot at the Capitol was an assault against the Union. And when these individuals speak, you have to pay very, very close attention to the language that you're using. Because what we've been living in for the past, I mean, realistically 20 years, but, you know, put a finer point on it, the last 12, we have been living in probably the greatest, longest-running PSYOP in the history of history itself. We are seeing people be conditioned to complete obedience to the government with the various lockdowns, the individuals who were virtue signaling because, you know, oh, look, I have three masks on and I'm staying 9 feet away. The masks in and of themselves dehumanize people. The constant reinforcement that government knows best, government's in control. We've seen Washington, D.C. turned into the green zone. And not for a valid reason either. You know, President Trump offered National Guard troops beforehand and was shot down. Capitol Hill Police was offered help from every alphabet agency out there. It was turned down. Why? Because the Capitol Hill riot had to happen. It had to happen in order for further on plans to start coming into play. The demonization of the right, the calling us of insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. Paul Brennan, was saying, you know, domestic terrorists, he included like libertarians. You know, it's like, okay, the guys that want to smoke weed and be left alone, like, really? Those are your domestic terrorists? And, you know, we all see what happens internationally, what happens when an individual is declared to be a terrorist. Not even internationally. The Obama administration, there's already precedent for extrajudicial killings of American citizens. So what I think we are going to see over the next 2 or 3 months is a constant reinforcement of the insurrectionist narrative. We are going to see a major push for restrictions of people's First Amendment rights. And we've seen that already, you know, with the President Trump, several other politicians. But this is all now going to be couched in what would be, you know, anti-revolutionary kind of language, the same way that, you know, the Iraqi government does their best to clamp down on Kataib Hezbollah, you know, when they blow up one of our convoys, they will do their best to scrub social media of the recruitment videos made from that. The current administration is approaching anybody who is not a far-left extremist with that same mindset. You know, that their message, that their voice has to be silenced. They cannot tolerate opposition. So you will see in the coming months a lot more coordination between the administration and the various tech giants. Time Magazine already came out and straight up admitted, that big tech helped them not rig, but fortify the election to ensure the right candidate got in. And one of the things that I have noticed is, as far as an online presence, is the extreme normalcy bias that exists out there. You know, people are talking about, the 2022 midterms or the 2024 elections. You just had a major news outlet admit that they fixed the election, and you're still talking about voting. That's over with. That it's over and done with. Let's call the spade a spade. You know, will I continue to cast my vote? Yes, I will. Do I think it means anything? No, I don't.
I want to talk about this right now. I think you've hit on something very key. There will not be free and fair elections ever again in the United States of America unless the people rise up, throw them all, most of them all out, and revamp the system. There really is no other way at this point, and I don't think they're going to let us try to do that. They're moving so fast right now because they know some people are awake and they're organizing to come against this tyranny that we're facing, and I think that's why they're kind of moving their timelines up so fast right now. I'd like to get your comment on that.
there are a lot more people waking up to the reality of what's going on around them. And that actually includes some people on the left as well. I have some friends that are somewhat left of center who have said, you know, well, I wanted to win, but not this way. And, you know, from coming from, you know, like a lifelong Democrat, for them to understand that, hey, you know, the things really went sideways here, you know, and it needs to be corrected. But again, you know, unfortunately, the Stop the Steal rally, you know, and don't get me wrong, for, you know, a few brief shining moments, it was nice that the ruling class realized that, you know, their lofty ivory towers that they're sitting in, there's still stairs coming up from the ground floor, and the peasantry know how to use it. When I saw it going down, you know, my first thought, you know, honestly was, maybe they'll wake up and listen. Maybe they will realize that the people have had enough. You know, and then logic took over, and I'm like, no, nope, this is going south. This is a Reichstag fire moment.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it is really played into. And you've even seen during the I don't know how you impeach a former president. That made absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. But, you know, for President Trump saying, you know, well, we're standing up, we're going to fight the Democrats, we'll fight for this, we'll fight for that. All of a sudden, you know, that becomes inciting insurrection against the United States of America. You know, they are constantly pushing and pushing and pushing this narrative. And the reason I think that they've engaged in so much accelerationism is that they understand how precarious their position is right now. Like, nobody with more higher brain function than an iguana with an open skull fracture honestly thinks that Joe Biden got every vote that came into five major cities between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. with no vote going to anyone else. Nobody honestly believes that. So what they've done is that they were always prepared to cheat. The entire COVID lockdown, you know, personal or social distancing, all of that was in preparation for them to cheat to win the election. And in a way, the media is right. There was no widespread election fraud. It was in six or seven key cities and five key states. So it wasn't widespread, but they weren't counting on the support that President Trump had. You know, so that's why you saw truckloads of ballots being dropped off at zero dark 30 and counted. And because they weren't prepared for the groundswell of support for President Trump, it's forced their hand. It's really backed them into a corner and forced their hand, made them reveal who they are, what they want. And at this point, they're just running with it, and it is not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. The next thing that they have to do is clamp down and clamp down hard on anyone not in lockstep with their ideology and their narrative.
What is that going to look like in America? Because there are so many, you know, Gab AI is hard. Gab is hardened to some of this now, this deplatforming, because they went through it a year ago. There's a lot of different secure communication apps on phones and computers now. How are they going to crack down? Because eventually Americans are going to create groups, chat groups, to share information and news. How do you think that they're going to – you think it's just all going to be public, or do you think that they're going to try to shut whole systems down?
Nothing is unhackable. You know, there's no encryption that is truly free. You know, you could make it much harder for them to get into, you know, but other than a handwritten message passed between two people, and anything electronic can be cracked, anything electronic can be monitored. So, you know, going back to our early scenario, I still stand by that original assessment that, you know, we are going to see a somewhat major incident here stateside, that will be blamed on a foreign influence, and that will The reason I say that I still stand by that assessment is if there's one thing that, you know, conservatives, the right, patriots will get behind, is hitting back at somebody that hits us. And that's what they need in order to move forward to any great degree. So they need that foreign war. They need to get, you know, the patriots rallying behind the men and women that are going to be sent into harm's way. Granted, it's going to be, you know, either a false flag, you know, or they will legitimately stumble across something and turn it into something a lot bigger than what it is. And, you know, from that point forward, that's when we're going to see, you know, the introduction of, you know, a, quote, virus or another, you know, quote, Russian hack that shuts the internet down. And that's when they're going to start, you know, making some serious moves against the mid-level patriots, you know, the individuals who have audiences, the individuals who have reach. And I still stand by that assessment.
And I think that you know, when the pretender immediately came into office, 48 hours, troops are rolling into Syria, and he's signing something to take away protections for our power grid. I just found that absolutely stunning. They were moving that fast and that obviously.
Yeah, and you know, once again, it's kind of funny. If you go back into my earlier assessment, you know, you can see these pieces starting to drop into place. You know, there's no reason, none, for us to have returned to Syria at all. You know, if anything, the focus should be on Iraq, on Hashid and Khatib Hezbollah. They just launched a rocket attack on Erbil Airport. You know, one of my Iraqi friends lost his leg in an IED explosion. That was 3 days ago. Iraqi military. You know, Hezbollah over there has been ratcheting things up. They're Iranian-backed. And, you know, that seems to get ignored. But you know, Syria now becomes a problem. And, you know, Bashar Assad presents no threat to anybody at all. But here we go again. You know,
here we go.
Okay, granted, you know, it is an Iranian client state. You know, it is a Russian client state. You know, but there's no need to poke that bear anymore. You know, Assad has regained control of most of his country after President Trump, in conjunction with the Russians and the Turks, helped destroy what was left of ISIS as far as a light infantry threat. You know, they still remain as terror cells, but they're no longer capable of, you know, gaining and holding territory. There's no reason for us to be there other than to pre-position troops in the area to build up troop strength for what comes next. Which, again, I still think will be a strike against Iran.
Yeah, it really looks like that's what's getting ramped up right now. We have a few minutes left here, and I want you to talk about if the grid went down, or if there was a cyber attack, which we've seen several recently, that shut down the power, that shut down some critical infrastructure, including food processing, et cetera, what happens here in America? And I was talking earlier before you came on the show about in Texas right now and in some of the southern states where they're seeing rolling blackouts right now and trucks have stopped rolling in certain parts and the store shelves are going bare. If you could explain a little bit what happens if they do this sort of a cyber attack on America.
Within 96 hours, major population centers go feral. There's essentially a three-day rule. Where stores, warehouses, they have essentially 3 days worth of supplies. We saw it during the early days of, you know, the COVID, you know, toilet paper, paper towels, hand sanitizer. I was in a supermarket. I watched a guy lose seven teeth over a dozen eggs. People will absolutely go feral. If you want to see what that looks like, pull up some footage of post-Katrina New Orleans. you know, where it really turns into everybody looking out for themselves, you know, roaming gangs of people looking for whatever resources they can lay their hands on. It gets bad, and it gets bad fast. The suburbs, maybe not so much. Rural areas are already fairly self-sufficient. You know, whether it's, you know, you're upstate New York and you're used to getting, you know, 38 feet of snow, or if you're in the Midwest and you're used to, you know, tornadoes and thunderstorms knocking out power, you know, people have enough sense to lay in, you know, a month or two worth of supplies. But urban areas, it turns into, you know, Denver without communication or transport into or out of in 96 hours turns into Somalia without the pirates' gifts. You know, and we've seen it happen here already. You know, it's not like, you know, I'm sitting here blowing smoke up everybody's backside. You know, we saw it happen during Katrina. We saw it happen in the Northeast after Sandy. It's just what happens because the population density is so high and resources become so scarce so quickly. You know, but touching back on it, we also saw two attempts to introduce lethal amounts of sodium hydroxide into water supplies recently. Now, whether or not those are legit or whether it's actually setting the stage for the upcoming, quote, you know, cyber attack, you know, that I honestly can't comment on. The tech side of things is way outside the scope of my experience. You know, but again, you know, these attacks on critical infrastructure do dovetail into what, you know, was, you know, the 7 to 10 day complete and utter communications blackout, you know, was posited during our wargaming scenario. So, you know, I'm not saying it is, I'm not saying it isn't. It's just something for people to think about. You know, they could draw their own conclusions from what's been going on as far as, you know, the technological or the cyber infrastructure side of things.
So in the last 3 minutes that we have, what can people do right now? What would you recommend, and where can they go to get more information?
The best thing I think that they should do is stock up on light, portable foodstuffs that are shelf-stable, beans, rice, oats, grits, things like that. Invest in some form of water purification systems. Figure out how they can collect rainwater. And in addition, if they are in an urban environment, they really need to reconsider remaining there.
And that really, yeah.
And as far as what to look out for, you know, just keep an eye on the politician's rhetoric, learn to read between the lines, and learn to think when someone says insurrectionist, why are they saying it, and what is the outcome that they are looking for? That's key. That's all intelligence analysts analysis really is seeing what's happening, listening to what's being spoken, and just applying logic and reason. What do they want from behaving this way? What do they want from speaking this way? And people will come to the same conclusions that we came to, you know, 10 years ago when we sat down at this same table.
Any particular websites that you would recommend people visit?
I'm a big fan of S2 Underground, which is started out as a collection of former S2 guys, former Intel guys, putting information out there. They are an absolute great resource. Unfortunately, is the following has grown. We've gotten in a lot of people who aren't from our side of the fence, so you really have to sort through a lot of chaff to get the wheat. But that's a phenomenal resource. Your program, which I absolutely love, you know, the guests that you have on, you know, most of them I either know personally or have 1 or 2 degrees of separation from. You have exceptionally solid guests on. Listen to what these men say. They speak the truth. And realistically, that's about it. At least as far as where I go to when I have questions.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate everything that you have brought to the table. And yeah, it's one of those situations where you don't want to be right, but you are, and you got to deal with that. In the last 30 seconds that we have, how about some words of hope to folks?
The best thing, if I was going to give somebody, you know, hope, you know, that shining light in the darkness, is that in every exercise that we ran, the Patriots, the Constitutionalists came out in the end. It may be a long, hard road to walk, but we will triumph. Period. End of story.
Amen. Jack Decker, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio. Once again, blessings to you and yours as well. Keep up the fight.
As to you and yours. Thank you for having me on and allowing me my voice.
All right. So again, go check out S2 Underground if you have not heard of that ever. And this is the straight up reality of where we're at. Get some food, get it stored up. You should have it for emergencies anyway. Most of you in the readout know this, but you know, I've run into so many people that have heard this, but they only have maybe 3 months. Get 6 months, get a year. Whatever you have right now, try to get at least a year for your family and your family that will be showing up because they finally realized that you were right. Okay, so prepare for them too. The other part that I want to talk about is quickly some action items for everybody out there. Set up a Wire account. Set up a Sessions account. Check out S2 Underground. Check out Epoch Times. And set up a Gab social media account if you're already on social media. If you're not on social media, good on you. Set up through one of these secure, encrypted platforms a way to communicate with your group that you influence. That's what is going to keep America free. Everything is local. Remember that. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio. May God bless all of you, and may make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.